War, Inc., INC, period. For many people, the insidious interaction between oil interests and U.S. foreign policy has spawned the popular slogan first voiced during the Gulf War, "No blood for oil." Now, over a decade later, such a slogan sounds hollow, especially as the Iraqi resistance drags on, and the nation, far from its promised fortunes of a democracy, seems poised on the precipice of civil war. What many of us didn't see was the obscene growth of the private military industries that have been the very lifeblood of this war, and which has enriched these many businesses to the tune of over $100 billion. When we think of military contractors, we think of food services, laundries, clerks, and perhaps construction companies. It is that, but not that alone. Private military companies are, in fact, private armies, sworn not to uphold democracy, but to serve their companies and the company's most important objective, the bottom line. They do what armies do. They fight. Remember the hanging and mutilation of four contractors in Fallujah in April? Those guys were former U.S. Special Forces commandos who worked for Blackwater Security Consulting, the very same group that days later was engaged in a full-scale battle in Najaf, where Blackwater helicopters waged a firefight there while resupplying. As Peter W. Singer, a Brookings Institute fellow, noted recently, sometimes these assignments are described euphemistically as private security to make them sound less military. But these are not private guards who stroll at the local shopping mall. They involve personnel with military skills and weapons who carry out military functions within a war zone against military-level threats. The New York Times has called them shadow soldiers. Years ago, in the 70s and 80s, these people would be called by another name, mercenaries. They're soldiers for profit, usually former U.S. Special Forces or British SAS, or former soldiers for the Chilean dictatorship of General Pinochet, or from the South African apartheid era regime. Guess where the second largest contingent of armed forces in Iraq comes from? Most would guess Britain, and that would be wrong. It would be the joint forces of the private military contractors. One of these companies, British-based Global Risk Management, has more troops in play than 30 of the countries whom Emperor Bush calls the Coalition of the Willing. As of June, an estimated 30,000 private military contractors were roaming throughout Iraq working for private companies. War, it seems, is good for business. The Vinnell Corporation, a subsidiary of Northrop Grumman, won a $48 million contract to train the new Iraqi army. Vinnell has been in Saudi Arabia since the 70s, training the Saudi National Guard. The British journal James Defense Weekly has described Vinnell as a kind of Praetorian Guard for the House of Saud, the royal family's defense of last resort against internal opposition. This is not a war for oil. It is a war for Blackwater, a war for Titan, a war for DynCorp, a war for Halliburton, a war for Kellogg, Brown and Root, a war for Vinnell, a war for Northrop Grumman. It is a war for the privatization of war. It is a war for the basest and the oldest of reasons, profit. The British historian Edward Gibbon, in his classic The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, wrote that the most remote countries of the ancient world were ransacked to supply the pomp and delicacy of Rome. Every commodity, from silk to slaves, fed the ravenous hunger of the empire. And like the Roman legions, the private military armies roamed the earth for profit. From Death Row, for Free Speech Radio News, this has been Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.